All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Freebook setting out to make Super Coach history. So many things that we cannot wait to see. When do we get onto the source? Perhaps a Tui's or some bubbles? Or is it Miller time to celebrate our players' double-double? We'll party with bangers and some rock by DJ Mitchell. Is he a lock? The Kings can bring the chips like Jonah Bolden brought the dips. Will we get Ulbricht quick or at least very soon? We think it's Taron Armstrong that is going to the moon. How do we read our next stars? Are you superstitious? Impressive Johnson Alex R. The competition's Rips the Vicious. Robert said no Franks, so they got Franklin instead. They signed some wily veterans. Do they get over the humps ahead? The finalists have been all action with Vin Diesel and Denzel. Couldn't beat them, so they went Cheatham, who's fast and furious as well. Can't have a pair of Sams, but can they fill Pinder's shoes? And can we pair some Jordans when Crawford's small and Hunter's huge? Will Cummings hit a shot? JLA has hurt his wrist. With no AC, does Kel run hot? And is Huck Porty worth the risk? And Adams is back with his family. Let's usher in a new era of fantasy. G'day listeners, you're back with Benny Banksy and Boydie, the basketball blokes dribbling all things Aussie hoops and NBL Supercoach. And we are NBL Blitz Nightcaps Gold Coast Edition, Game Day 2, Game 2, Cairns v Perth. Banksy, have you got a score for us to start us off?
We do. So Perth got the win, 102 to Cairns 95, and some might say that was a bit closer than we'd imagine, particularly from what I saw in the first quarter. Perth had a handy lead earlier.
That's right. We all got across this one, which will be good. We'll all have a fair bit to say on each of the categories we go through on these nightcaps. And very fun game. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the fantasy points for and against in Cairns Taipans games, that fast pace, I think it's going to suit. That's one of the stats that we'll be giving out as part of our Patreon supporters. Bordy's already plugged in the first couple of games, and we'll keep doing that to give us the advanced stats for the Blitz, which we'll get out to our Patreon supporters. The first category that we like Dr. Boyd to manage, naturally, is the players that are under maintenance. We've all been to the Gold Coast, and we've had a theme park ride that's under maintenance. But what basketball players were under maintenance tonight, mate?
It was only the Cairns that had a couple out. Bull Quoll is obviously out. Everyone's heard about that from the last couple of weeks and still a little while away, I believe, although they were sort of targeting for him to play the last game of the Blitz at one stage, but I'm not sure how that is going at present. He was in the building tonight and on the bench for them, but wasn't suited up. Mm-hmm. Someone who was suited up but not playing, a different kind of suit, was
not his birthday suit.
Not a birthday suit. He was looking very professional in it. He actually had a two-piece suit going, you know, the old business suit tonight, as he was coaching the team and not playing, interestingly enough. If you remember last year in the Blitz, he actually coached a game as well and didn't play, but he was in his warm-up shirt and his shorts and his, you know, his playing shoes, rah-rah-rah. So, obviously, just stepping it up a notch this season in this Blitz, obviously, and with the suit on. So it's what we like.
Taj McCall, of course, is a forward-eligible player, and that's where we're going to start with our clips tonight.
I'm glad he's playing. It keeps the Kappa fascination alive, and he's in the back line, so it's easy. I took it over six blokes who were trying to punch me head in.
A very proud forward was Warwick Kappa, of course. Ex-AFL footballer that lives on the Gold Coast these days. He ran for mayor at some point when I think Gold Coast, unfortunately for Gold Coast residents, I think Kappa. And forward eligible players. Now, I was really tossing up with who to choose tonight. We've got Keanu Pinder and Jordan Usher. Usher is going to be the focus of my discussion, but just quickly, I was very worried about Keanu when he dropped down in a heap. I don't know if you guys felt the same, but apparently he just copped a hit to his John Wick. But he still had 8 points, 8 boards, and hopefully we can see his minutes build throughout. But Usher is the man I want to talk about. Yeah, you're right. Averaged 29.25 Supercoach points in the preseason. Now, he came in, I think, Bordy, am I right in saying he said he wanted to be Defensive Player of the Year or something?
That is correct, yep.
So, touted as a great wing defender, but he can put the ball in the basket, which is something I wasn't expecting. And with this Supercoach scoring format is something that I'm pretty excited about. So, we've seen plenty of him.
Yep.
16 points in 18 minutes, 16 points, 23 minutes, 22 points in 27 minutes, 24 points in 34 minutes, and he went for 19 points again, going towards his 20 Supercoach points. Now, these import players, priced around 24, are not going to be the automatic cash cows that they were, but they can still be good scorers. And if they've got a good schedule, which Usher starts round one, he could be a rental, you could keep him. He's definitely still an option for me. Looks a very nice basketball player. What do you guys think about Usher?
Yeah, I like the look of him. Obviously, the defensive stats is what we like because they're good scorers. He didn't have a steal tonight, and I think he had 3 turnovers as well, possibly 4. So, yeah, it was just the 3 in the end. So that's obviously knocked his score back a little bit. He had 20 Supercoach points, as you mentioned. So, you know, kind of almost on par for that new import price, not quite. Yeah, but I don't mind the look of him.
I see that as a bit of an upside as well. He did look okay defensively, to be honest, watching the game and based on the eye test there. So, a bit of upside when he can cash in some of those steals and blocks, but he just seems to be the second go-to guy at Perth from what we've seen so far. For context, Cotton put up 17 shot attempts this game and Usher put up the 13. So, he's definitely the go-to guy when Cotton's manned or when Cotton's off the court as well.
Yep, so it'll be interesting to see if those Webster boys have an impact at some stage. But on to the next one.
We got evicted, we slept on the beach for the night, and now we're in Chevron. Yeah, we got evicted!
Yes, that's right. In this segment, we talk about players that are straight out of school, or they're DPs, or next stars, or returning college players. So tonight, I've got a next star for you. He's from Cairns. He topped the Taipans in Supercoach points tonight. It was, of course, their next star, Bobby Clintman, had 24 Supercoach points on 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists and 3 steals. Just getting the stats all across the spectrum, although he did also have the 4 turnovers, which obviously affected his score. Would have been nice if maybe they were only halved and he would have had a much bigger score there. But definitely one to watch. He came off the bench, played 20 minutes only. So, yeah, I like the look of him. He's just athletic. He looks long. And he kind of played a little bit of everything, I guess, tonight.
One thing, obviously, Quoll McCold come back.
Yes.
What I like about Clintman was he looks like he could do a little bit of everything, like you just say, and play almost every position, given his size and his versatility. So I think that there will be minutes regardless of who's on the court. I don't know if you feel a similar way, that he'll still get his 20 plus.
I think so. I think with that lineup, look, Cairns are a tough one. They're probably going to play a lot of the roster like the Tasmania Jack Jumpers do, I think. So it's going to be a tough one to sort it out. But luckily, I mean, we get a bit of time with them to sort it out because of the schedule. Doesn't start off that flash with them. Obviously, they've got the 2 weeks of zeros in round 3 and round 4. So, you're probably not touching any Cairns guys until after that zero in round 4.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. If you had to pick one, we're going to talk about another Taipan in just a moment, Banksy. But when you move on to your category, which we'll do now, can you just weigh up the differences? If you are going to pick Bobby or your next player, I think that the fact that one's double the price of the other probably hurts if you want to think hold them through the zeros. But you've got the next segment, mate.
I do. No clip, but we're rolling with Paradise Point, and that is, of course, a flashy suburb in the Gold Coast. I'm going to use this category to discuss a flashy point guard and someone I've certainly been wanting to see and waiting to see, and that was Taron Armstrong. Now, he's the 4th highest owned guard as it stands, with 27% ownership, and that's basically without anyone seeing him play. He, of course, sat out the preseason game that Cairns did play. He had 23 Supercoach points with 4 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. I feel from the eye test, he certainly could have had a few more assists within that line as well. There was definitely a few passes for the alley-oop to Clintman. As well, that he missed some simple ones at the rim there.
Back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back there as well, I think, in the second quarter when they were mounting a run. But he was impressive, wasn't he? Like, he was just he's a flashy, flashy passer. He had some behind the back passes. He probably surpassed what I was expecting, to be honest. Probably judging him by his 69K price tag. But he sees the floor almost like, you know, I know some people were referring to him as the Gideon Ball type from the mm-hmm. one game we have seen, but he's just got elite vision, and hopefully they give him the keys.
Yeah, look, I like that system. He did start alongside Miller as well. Yeah. Bit of side-by-side action. And any other thoughts on Taron?
Yeah, I just think I thought he's much muscular frame than I thought he would be. Just coming in, looked strong. Looks like he can put it, match it with the big guys and the pros and the seasoned pros in the league. So 69,000. Shame about those two bye weeks, I guess, round 3 and 4. Otherwise, I would definitely slot him in my side. I still might have him on the bench there, seeing as he's so cheap. For at least that first price rise, and then look to trade out, maybe. But we'll see.
Yeah, I'm kind of on board to just keep him there and sit him through 2-0s.
I'm almost convinced myself. I'm almost there as well.
And do you think that's factored by the max exodus of Flowers based on today? I mean, it's not easy to get up to someone who you're comfortable in starting on that court from Flowers' price range, and the easy option is to go down to Taron if he didn't already have him, if he's going to be a bench player.
Well, I think he's going to be more than that. I think he will be playable when their schedule comes through. If you can, it's going to have to be a decision. Maybe we'll have to really deep dive into it, Boyd. But obviously, you're saving a trade in and a trade out, and you're maximising your on-court cash. Can you make up the lost, call it 20 points on your bench over 2 weeks by spending more money on the court? I think you can. So that's where my logic is on it at the moment. But there is another $69,000 candidate we're going to talk about next.
That's right. And this one's the Steel Taipan, which we only get to use for Taipan's games, which is beautiful for me. Is a ride at the Dream World. Is that Dream World on the Gold Coast? So we use this to discuss a good Cairns player. And tonight, we're going to go with one of the cheap options. And we're going to go with this guy because he just looks like the Man of Steel with that haircut. Sam Menenga, 69K centre. He had 16 Supercoach points, 6.6 rebounds, 2 assists. I think he was very efficient, no turnovers. And again, well built, like big broad shoulders. Looks ready to go, I think. So could be possibly a bench option as well in the same Ilka's Armstrong being in that 69,000. I don't think you could ride two of them, but maybe if you wanted to pick something different, maybe Menenga's one of those guys.
Yeah, look, he was in my early schedulizing, my Huck Porty downgrade to Menenga and just let that sit there for a little while was definitely on the cards, and then that has, I've not been dissuaded by that. Getting sort of big Yanni Wetzel. What's with these big, tall, strapping Kiwi boys? Seriously. big shoulders. I don't know how they're breeding them over there. But, very impressed. What did you think about Menenga, Banks?
Yeah, impressed as well. And maybe these Cairns donuts are going to be a blessing in disguise, as you say, because he's only going to have one price rise before round 5 hits. As you said, maybe it could be that perfect Huck Porty after he's had a couple of rises down to Menenga.
We hope.
That good schedule in round 5. And, we're going to get a look at him in the season proper as well. So, promising.
Yeah, big structural decision how you want to roll with your Taipans. But the biggest structural decision on how you want to roll with your starting lineup is all about the star of tonight's competition. The star being the name of the Gold Coast Casino and the star being Bryce Cotton. So he had a 64 Supercoach point performance against the G League Ignite, and he's had 53 Supercoach points tonight in his opening game in the NBL Blitz. Just did absolutely everything. Bryce Cotton, the best player, arguably in the competition, arguably one of the best imports. He plays 35 minutes in NBL Blitz games. He plays 35 minutes in every game that he plays in.
Why?
You could argue that he, in keeping Taron, that might allow me just to keep Bryce. He could just be that good. It's going to be, you don't have to worry about his price necessarily so much if you're just going to keep him. It's just the cost of doing business. But remembering back to last year, he put up that stat line that no other player had ever had in a big 20 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists and 5 steals. It was the first time it had been done in the NBL. It was something like 92 fantasy points. So if I think we were talking off pod, Boydie, before Banksy jumped on you, saying how is it rude of me if I hope that Cotton does really good and then just fails miserably in the first? What we're going to have, you see, we're going to have these two camps. You've either got Cotton captain,
yep,
or you're fading him altogether, and that could be a big difference to how your round one goes.
For sure. I think that's definitely a decision that lots of people are doing. And look, if he keeps doing this all through the blitz, 53 super coach points, you got to have to pick him. Like, I don't think you can not have him on that Perth double to start it off as your captain. If he's, you know, going to get you maybe 100 points in each of those games, you know, as captain, so you're looking at 200 points just with one player. Like, I mean, I think it's not really a decision. It's, you got to be doing it.
And it's the old adage, isn't it? You don't get one Cotton, you get two. Yes, it's a lot of money to have at that one position, but we're going to need a captain, which we get to talk about. And let's be honest, like, why is he playing 35 minutes in the blitz? Like,
there was
some
talk about
it. It's almost a reverse Dane Swan. There was no need for that. But I think what it did for me personally, I did not have Bryce Cotton in my team. But I've seen enough now. He did it in the preseason game. He's done it in the blitz. And it's just scary to think of. If you don't have him as a potential captain, let alone in your team in round one, you could be starting way behind the eight ball.
Maybe he wants to play those minutes.
He does ball out.
Maybe he just wants to play those minutes. And I mean, if Cotton stays hot, why don't you just keep him hot? You know, it could be just one of those things. Like, he is a shooter, so you want to keep him hot. And so why not? Just leave him.
And the first thing I did, do his thing. When I looked at those box scores today, was I dropped Flowers down to Taron, and I saw wherever I could get other money to get Cotton into my team.
Yeah, fair enough. It's worth, you need to play with these kind of structures. I was going to say something really, really riveting and important, but let's move on to something else really, really riveting and important. Banksy?
Magic Millions. So the Magic Millions is a renowned Gold Coast yearling sale. Now we use this category to discuss rookies or yearlings, if you like. And there's no bigger than Alex Saar at the moment. He's the buzz player of Supercoach. And now he is officially the most owned player in NBL Supercoach, currently sitting at 41% ownership. Should probably be higher, to be fair, based on what we've seen. Wildcats do have an import roster spot available, of course, so that is pending. Pinder still building, was again on a minutes restriction. He played 22 minutes tonight, but it was good to see that Saar still got it done. Even with that being said, I think he even came off the bench, he did, but still played his 27 minutes for 36 Supercoach points, and that's got him averaging 32.75 in the preseason games prior to that as well, which was the fifth highest average of all players. And we've got to remember, he's priced at 115K, and that sits him at a price of 10 Supercoach points per game as it stands, and he's going to click at three times that from what we've seen from him so far. So could not be any more impressed from what I watched tonight. Again, he was impressive, even hitting a couple of threes, really stretching the floor there. So be interesting to see if and when they sign this big man import, if that's the way they're going to go. But it's going to be extremely hard to start without him.
I agree. Do we have him in our forward or centre spots at the moment, fellas? We don't normally share our teams in full, but how are we sitting at the moment? I've currently got him locked in next to Josh Bannon there in my forward slot, and that's kind of where he likes to be at the moment.
I'm the same, but that's purely based on him not matching up as a perfect pair with Huck Porty's schedule.
Mm-hmm. I've got him in the centre position at the moment, but look, it's probably changing with every blitz game, and that's why they're so important to keep on track of and keep listening to us. So I think that wraps us up there. As always, you can find us on X or Twitter at bball_blokes. You can find us on Facebook, Basketball Blokes, or www.basketballblokes.com for all the live Supercoach scores all through the blitz. Just check us out.
G'day there, it's Zach, also known as the Fez, coach of the Fez Monkeys. I gotta say, the best part of being a Patreon supporter is the ever so helpful Basketball Blokes community. Whether it be team advice, injury news, or Boydie's gifts, the Discord chat has it covered. Also, quite handy for those pesky last-minute play withdrawals.
Hey guys, Denna Melrose here, coach of OK Then. And my favourite part about being a Patreon with the basketball blokes is all the data and stats they send through. It's worth far more than they charge, and it couldn't be more handy.
Hi everybody, my name's Ruby and I'm the coach of the McValentines. My favourite thing about being a Patreon supporter is the pre-season cheat sheet, and knowing that I'm going to get my team off to the best start, and the Discord chat, where everyone helps me see sense after I get a little trade wild.
Hey, I'm Watto, and I'm the coach of the Coogee Hornets. If you want to get all the stats, have some great banter with all those like-minded fantasy individuals, make sure you get on board with the Basketball Blokes and become a Patreon.